May 1st, 2026. Welcome to this Fortnite's Accessibility Tidbits, and what a global edition it is. We're sharing powerful stories of progress, persistence, and possibility from around the world. From students advocating for disability inclusion at the Capitol, to a wheelchair user uncovering a hidden side of Venice, to the ongoing fight for workplace equality across Europe and Nigeria, accessibility remains both a challenge and a movement. You'll also meet entrepreneurs with Down syndrome changing the game in Argentina. Explore new accessibility resources at the U.S. Space and Rocket Center, and read about groundbreaking medical innovation through the world's first middle ear transplant. Plus, we spotlight creativity, advocacy, and the next generation of changemakers, proving that inclusion belongs everywhere. Also in this issue, what we're like, the answers might surprise you. The not-so-blind leading the blind. On-cue keyboard for Parkinson's rethinks accessibility and style for every user. Masking at work as a disabled person, hiding to fit in, hoping to get by. Burbank launches first-ever trial accessibility program. Let's dive in. Happy reading. From campus to the Capitol, students advocate for disability inclusion. At Binghamton University, New York, disability support goes beyond accommodations. It's about community. For doctoral student Claire Decker, that meant connection, advocacy, and a seat at the table at Student Empowerment Day. A refreshing reminder, real inclusion isn't a service. It's a culture. Your front row seat to Kenya's greatest wildlife. Feel the ground tremble beneath a passing herd. Lock eyes with a lion at sunrise, and watch the savanna glow gold as the day begins. Lorna Safaris Kenya crafts unforgettable tailor-made journeys into the heart of Kenya's wild landscapes, pairing expert guides with seamless planning and thoughtfully designed accessible options that open the safari experience to more travelers. Their adapted safari vehicles, carefully selected lodges, and detail-driven coordination ensure that travelers with mobility needs can explore with comfort, confidence, and dignity while experiencing the same thrilling wildlife encounters as everyone else. Stop dreaming about a safari and claim your place in the wild with Lorna Safaris. Come as you are. Start planning your Kenya adventure now. Exploring Venice as a wheelchair user showed me a side of the city most tourists never see. Told Venice wasn't for her, one wheelchair user went anyway and rewrote the narrative. Navigating canals by water bus and barriers with strategy and stubborn curiosity, she discovered a city that doesn't promise perfect access, but rewards those willing to find their own way. A powerful reminder, accessibility isn't always seamless, but it can still be meaningful. Better inclusion for people with disabilities in Nigeria. Nigeria has the laws, but not always the access. Despite the Discrimination Against Persons with Disabilities Prohibition Act, millions remain locked out of opportunity due to weak enforcement and inaccessible infrastructure. Stories like Amina Yusuf's highlight the gap between policy and reality and the urgent need to turn rights on paper into real-world inclusion. Mashudu Chifolaro, the first middle ear transplant. A groundbreaking medical first is changing what's possible for hearing loss. In 2019, Mashudu Chifolaro led the world's first successful middle ear transplant using 3D printed bones, restoring hearing once thought permanently lost. A powerful glimpse into how innovation isn't just advancing medicine, it's redefining disability itself. For outdoor lovers with disabilities, the palm beaches make nature easy to enjoy. For those who love the outdoors and are always searching for places that are truly easy to enjoy, the palm beaches stand out. Thoughtfully designed trails welcome wheelchair users and people with diverse access needs, with smooth boardwalks and paved paths winding through coastal, wetland, and forested landscapes. These are spaces where access feels natural, not forced, and where you can spend your time taking it all in instead of planning every step. Fresh air, open views, and a sense of ease come together to create something rare, especially those quiet moments along the trails when all you hear is the rustle of leaves and birds overhead. If you have been waiting for an outdoor destination that simply works, this is one worth moving to the top of your list. AMLA announces new accessibility resources at the U.S. Space and Rocket Center. Accessibility is getting a tech upgrade at the U.S. Space and Rocket Center. Thanks to a donation from the Alabama Mountain Lakes Tourist Association, new wheelchairs and Meta smart glasses are set to enhance the way visitors explore, proving that inclusive experiences can be both practical and cutting edge. Entrepreneurs with Down syndrome launch innovative pizza business in Argentina. Turning stigma into success, four young entrepreneurs with Down syndrome are redefining inclusion, one pizza at a time. Their Buenos Aires-based venture, Los Perejiles, isn't just serving food. It's creating jobs, challenging stereotypes, and proving that opportunity shouldn't be the missing ingredient. The disability poverty loop, school exclusion traps disabled workers. For millions of children across South Asia, exclusion isn't accidental. It's systemic. Despite commitments like the Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, most disabled children are pushed out of school and into lifelong poverty. This isn't a gap in resources. It's a failure of enforcement and a cycle that won't break without real accountability. Fiercely fictional, My Aunt is a Monster. Blind heroine Safia takes center stage in My Aunt is a Monster, a vibrant graphic novel packed with magic, adventure, and heart. Through courage, curiosity, and fierce determination, Safia proves disability is never a barrier to being the hero of your own story. Working with a disability, still an uphill battle in Europe. More than 90 million people in the EU live with disability, yet moving across borders for work can still mean losing support, recognition, and vital services. A new report highlights how red tape, inaccessible travel, and outdated systems continue to block true freedom of movement for disabled workers. Looking for disability-friendly travel destinations? Arizona, the Grand Canyon State. Lansing, Michigan. Penticton, BC. Friuli Venezia Giulia. Visit Lauderdale, the Palm Beaches. More travel deals? Check out Accessible Go. Want to know before you go? Check out Able Eyes.